Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get it.
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, July 7th. 2016, and we're coming to you from the hazy, hot, and humid RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Red Nation Rising Radio. Hey, you know what? I'm fairly convinced at this point that technology is trying to kill us. Now, I don't know about robots taking over. I know Putin has some robot army he's working on. Yesterday, we talked at the top of the show about all the people that die while trying to take selfies. That's our cell phone's way of trying to kill us. They're falling off of cliffs, they're falling down waterfalls. I mean, it's really pretty remarkable just how dumb people can be when you put a little device in their hands. And now they're recalling more than 500,000 of these hoverboards. Now, I really wanted one, and I really wanted one because I've seen Back to the Future, right? Like most of you guys. But it wasn't like the same kind of hoverboard. Like, I want that kind of hoverboard where I can, like, go skitching off the back of buses and things like that. These hoverboards, they're blowing up. They're causing house fires. They're made by a bunch of different companies. Swagway, Keenfords, Razor USA, they make one. 500,000 are being recalled. Pretty crazy. So if you have any technology, right, that's kind of laying around the house, maybe get up in the middle of the night and see if it's hanging over you or looking at you or something, because this is getting a little ridiculous. All right, let's get to today's headlines. Just when she thought she was out, they pull her back in. If the House Oversight Committee has their way, Hillary may face yet another investigation. And Speaker Paul Ryan finally acts like a Republican by focusing his attack on a Democrat. Also, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she decides to accept the FBI's recommendation to not charge Hillary Clinton despite her gross negligence. We have all that, plus a Miss America from last century takes legal aim at Fox News Channel, and it's Thursday, so we have to go poll crazy. This is our poll day, lots of polls coming out, and we have three new ones that we need to dissect. Finally, is Trump's VP list on Viagra? Because it's growing at a very, very inopportune time. We have all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here, but let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Make sure you head over to rhinoreport.com. I'm going to plug that every day, rhinoreport.com. And if you want to write for the website, you can write for us. We're still looking for more writers. We have two coming on board. We could do two or three more, maybe. Get new articles and stuff every single day. And, hey, all you have to do is send me your submission to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And we'll take a look at it. We'll get you posted. And also, be kind and give me a follow on Twitter at Rhino On Air. That's at Rhino On Air. And a big hello again to everyone on Red Nation Rising Radio and K98Talk.com at 11 p.m. tonight. So if you're listening now, you are 9 hours ahead of the curve. Pretty good, pretty good. And as always, make sure you check us out on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all over the place, except for the one place we don't mention, but I may just sneak on there next week. And they won't be happy about it. All right, guys, we have a lot to get to. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering offering Sunday Champagne Brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our Express Lunch Buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Quick break there. Now, one of the best things that's ever happened in my life. Now, you get like a three or four really good things that happen in your life, birth of a kid, get married, whatever. Well, maybe number four here for me was the all-day breakfast at McDonald's. Now, I have a thing for McDonald's. I like it. I know some of you, maybe not. But hey, I'm a fat, hairy guy, so McDonald's is right up my alley. Now they are going to bring back the McGriddle. Now the McGriddle, for those of you who don't know, when you eat it, it's an instant ambulance ride. You go right to the hospital, and they give you an angioplasty because this thing just clogs your arteries. It's like pancakes and eggs inside of it, and it's like a sandwich that's dripping with like an infused syrup. It's not maple syrup. Can't call it maple syrup, right? The maple union gets mad. Breakfast syrup, we'll call it. And it's a gooey, delicious mess. But immediately your blood pressure will skyrocket. Your insurance will kick in. The ambulance will come and get you and take you to the nearest hospital that has a critical care heart center. But, hey, it's going to be on the all-day breakfast, and I'm okay with that. The only problem here in New York is they don't have anything with, in my area of New York anyway, nothing on the all-day breakfast has biscuits, and I like their biscuits. I do. They're pretty good. I'll eat McDonald's biscuits all day long. All right, enough talking about food because I'm starving. Let's talk about a former Miss America. All right, I think you guys know who I'm talking about. Gretchen Carlson, she had that show. What was it, a real story on Fox News? They decided to not renew her contract. She was on Fox for about 11 years, I think it was. She was doing that Fox and Friends in the Morning until about 2013. And then since then, she had her her afternoon show. Fox said her ratings were in the tank, so that's why they didn't renegotiate a contract, put her somewhere else, 2 o'clock in the morning. It didn't really matter. I got to be honest with you, I didn't really love her show anyway. She seems okay. For me, a little too much of an agree-a-thon. Maybe I'm just argumentative, but a little too much of an agree-a-thon with her guests. So they didn't renew her contract, and all of a sudden now she is accusing Roger Ailes of Fox News with sexual harassment. Yeah. And she had also at one point said that Steve Doocy maybe was inappropriate to her in the past when she was on Fox and Friends, and that's why they sent her to her own show. Who knows about any of that? Now, Roger Ailes, he's denying everything. Denying everything. This story comes via a report by none other than everyone's favorite serial accuser, Michelle Fields. Remember her? She accused Corey Lewandowski of, like, tackling her on the one-yard line, and then she accused the NYPD of, like, beating her with a baton or something. Everyone's favorite serial accuser. She wrote this story for the Huffington Post. Now, if she fancies herself a Republican or even a conservative, I don't know what she's doing writing for the Huffington Post, but that just goes to what I said about 3 months ago when we spoke about this, or spoke about her anyway, and they just do whatever they can. Some of these new millennial reporters, these people who we look at, like your Ben Shapiro's, your Guy Benson's, they don't believe what they're saying. They don't. They don't believe what they're saying. They want to act like they're the keepers of the conservative scrolls, but they're not. They're brats. They're a bunch of brats. And Michelle Fields, she's a brat too. So she writes this story in Huffington Post, and this story is probably getting more attention than the actual story or the actual lawsuit that Gretchen Carlson is bringing on Fox News, because in this story, she makes reference. Okay, it's like a 600-word article, which is not that long. Most articles you see that get published on reputable sites are between 700 and 900 words. This is like between 500 and 600. I didn't count them, but it's somewhere, I can tell by looking at it. It's somewhere in that area. And in this story, she references sources, Fox News sources, sources that want to be anonymous, sources that don't want to be named. You can't do that. You got to name names. And shame on the Huffington Post for publishing this. Give me someone's name. Give me the janitor's name. The guy who waxes the floor. Something. Give me his name. Get a real source. You can't just say, yeah, you know, we have, she has a quote here. We thought it would happen after she was taken off Fox and Friends, says one Fox News source. She kept quiet because Roger gave her the afternoon show, but everyone at Fox knew it was eventually coming. He hated her, and he would tell people that she was a crazy vindictive. Can't say that word. Sources. Lots of sources. Now, in Gretchen Carlson's complaint here that she petitions the court with, she says that Steve Ducey had engaged in a pattern of, pattern of practice of severe, pervasive sexual harassment of Carlson. This is the court document. Including but not limited to mocking her during commercial breaks, shunning her off air, refusing to engage with her on air, belittling her contributions to the show, and generally attempting to put her in her place by refusing to accept and treat her as an intelligent and insightful female journalist rather than a blonde female prop. That's in the court documents. I don't see anything sexual harassment related there, do you? I can repeat it, but it would just take up more time and the answer would still be no. It's not there. So, this whole article goes on. Fox has addressed this in their own statement, saying she's completely wrong here. Roger Ailes is saying he did nothing of the sort. You know, does this sound a little bit like sour grapes? I don't know, maybe. I mean, you're there, what, like 13 years, whatever she was there, 11 years, whatever it was. She's there for a while, and this only comes up after they don't renew your contract. Kind of sounds like sour grapes to me. But, you know, some of you guys out there like her. I'm vanilla on her. Vanilla. I didn't hate it, didn't love it. It was something on in the background. But, so I guess we'll see where this goes. Now, so we have to talk about the Clinton thing again because, well, it's a big deal now. Now, Loretta Lynch, she has agreed with the FBI that she will close the investigation with the no charges filed. She will accept the FBI's recommendation that even though there was gross negligence on the part of Hillary Clinton and her Band of Merry Idiots, she will not file charges. Now, this must have taken about 17 seconds to decide. She says, late this afternoon, I met with FBI Director James Comey and career prosecutors and agents who conducted the investigation of Secretary Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email system during her time as Secretary of State. I received and accepted their unanimous recommendation that through the year-long investigation, it be closed and no charges be brought against any individuals within the scope of the investigation. Now, which is a little odd, that statement, too, because not all of her aides that had emails on these servers had the security clearance to even be there. So why are those charges dropped? But this decision, regardless, this decision must have taken about 17 seconds to figure out. So the prosecutors and James Comey showed up with some coffee. They said, let's sit here for a few minutes so the press doesn't think this thing was all in the tank to begin with. And they come out and they say, yeah, no charges. But I don't think this is the end of the road when it comes to charges and investigations with Miss Clinton. If Representative Jason Chaffetz has anything to say about it, which he did and we'll talk about, it sounds like maybe there could be a whole new set of charges coming. Did you guys watch this House oversight thing today? Megyn Kelly downplayed it last night. She joked about it, but it got real, and it got real quick. It got real, real quick. We're going to talk about it when we come back here on The Rhino Report. See you in a minute.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know, last night I'm watching Fox News, and Megyn Kelly's show comes on, and I'm not a big fan of the Kelly file. I don't think she's a real good journalist. I think she's a good host, maybe been an above-average attorney, but I don't care for her insight. I don't care for her journalistic nature, but she has on these guests, right? And they're all kind of yucking it up about how this is going to mean nothing today, James Comey sitting in front of the House Oversight Committee, how it's nothing and it's stupid and they're not going to find anything and it's just going to drag this on and it's over and it's done with. She sounded like Hillary Clinton's press secretary last night. That's what she sounded like. Well, that's the point. If you knew the first thing about politics, that's the point. Drag someone through the mud for as long as you can until they say uncle. Can we say uncle? Is that a microaggression? I don't know. Whatever. Drag them through the mud. That's what you have to do. Since the verdict did not go the GOP's way, since the FBI did not recommend charges, they have to go to Plan B. If you don't have a Plan B, you're in big trouble. Now, the Democrats, for years, since the early 1960s, always had a Plan B. And that's how we've gotten to where we are today. It's about time the Republicans had a Plan B. They've just been given up. They give up the farm. When something doesn't go their way, they throw their hands up and say, oh, well, we'll try again some other time. This is a Plan B. You know, you don't have to be a primetime host on Fox News Channel to understand this. But maybe that's why she has Michelle Fields on all the time as a guest, right? These two Trump haters. Big-time Trump haters. And not because they don't like his politics, because they don't like him personally. If you don't want to like Trump because of his politics, fine, I get that. Everybody has their own certain set of ideology. And maybe Trump doesn't fit in that for you. He fits in it about 60% for me. Enough for me to pull a lever for him in November. But Megyn Kelly and Michelle Fields, they don't like him because it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing. Which Megyn Kelly should love Donald Trump. He made her rich. Do you think she would have gotten a $10 million book deal if they didn't have that little spat last August? No, not a chance. Not a chance. And because Michelle Fields happens to sneak her way through Secret Service and grab the arm of a protected individual and then gets ripped away because she couldn't get her way, she couldn't get her little quote, her little interview, now she doesn't like him either. This, it's personal. Very, very personal with them. I find Megyn Kelly less and less palatable as the days go on. But in reference to this committee that James Comey is sitting before today, you know, Reince Priebus, he got out in front a little bit. He put a statement out. He said, "Many Americans will understandably have a difficult time believing the Obama Justice Department conducted a fair and impartial investigation when you have the Attorney General secretly meeting with Bill Clinton and the Clinton campaign leaking Lynch could remain as AG. All just days before it was announced, charges would not be pursued. Those who have mishandled classified information have had their security clearances revoked, lost their jobs, faced fines, and even been sent to prison, yet Hillary Clinton is being allowed to play by a different set of rules." And now that is the reason why James Comey is, 2 days later, sitting in front of the House Oversight Committee and getting grilled. Grilled. And he should be. He could have made the right decision, and he didn't. That's a problem, especially now. People are always called to the floor now. It's kind of our society. It's changed a little bit. Everyone gets called to the floor, and it happens because of social media, and it happens for a number of different reasons. Now, in an exchange here, this is an exchange between Chaffetz and Comey. This is this morning. He says, "Did Hillary lie?" Comey said to the FBI, "We have no basis to conclude that she lied to the FBI." Chaffetz said, "Did she lie to the public?" And then Comey says, "That's a question I'm not qualified to answer. I can speak about what she said to the FBI." Chaffetz follows up and says, "Did Hillary Clinton lie under oath?" And Comey responded, "Not to the FBI. Not in a case we're working." So we've gotten as far as Comey now says under oath that she did not lie to FBI investigators. We've seen her lie in public, right? We saw it last March with that little news conference she did. That was the last one she's done, by the way. She hasn't done a press conference yet this year. That's your presidential candidate, by the by. But then Chaffetz turns the table, and he says, "Did she lie when she was interviewed under oath about Benghazi?" And then it gets a little interesting. Gets a little interesting. I want to talk about the rest of this exchange when we come back. And then we have to get to polls. We have a lot of polls to get to. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, The Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks on this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary, and the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. That's what makes Columbo's special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. We're talking about James Comey and how he's getting grilled by Jason Chavis today. Now, listen, here's the thing about Chavis. Of course, from Utah. This guy actually seems like he cares. In a time where we look at politicians and we say, they're a bunch of, windbags and they don't do anything. And I'm the first person to say that. I say it all the time, that they don't do anything. He just actually seems to care. Now, is he putting on a show for a re-election? Who knows? Who knows? But he's asking the right questions, because too many times we see these oversight committee or judiciary committee questions, and they ask the dumbest things. They say, like, what did you have for breakfast yesterday? Like, it has anything to do with the topic at hand. So they're having this back and forth, and he says, did Hillary Clinton lie to the FBI? And Comey says, no. And he says, did she ever lie under oath? And he says, well, no, not to the FBI in a investigation that we're doing. So then he refers to the House Benghazi Committee of October of 2015. And he says, did you review the documents where Congressman Jim Jordan asked her specifically, and she said, quote, there was nothing marked classified on my emails, either sent or received, end quote. And then Comey says, I don't remember reviewing that particular testimony. I'm aware of that being said, though. Chaffetz says, did the FBI investigate her statements under oath on this topic? And Comey says, not to my knowledge. I don't think there has been a referral from Congress. So now we're leading, right? This is called leading the witness. Like I said before, Comey, this was a wink and a nod. This was a wink and a nod to Republicans. Chaffetz follows up and says, do you need a referral from Congress to investigate her statements under oath? Comey says, sure do. And Chaffetz says, you'll have one in the next few hours. He led him on. Comey all but said, just give me it and we'll do the investigation. That's what he said here. This is not over for Hillary Clinton. She may think that the axe fell and she was able to pull her head out in time. But I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, this investigation into whether or not she lied under oath when testifying in front of the Benghazi committee, this could drag on. It could drag on. Now you have Paul Ryan wants to strip her security clearances away. This was a wink and a nod from James Comey to the Republicans. Remember those people online who were saying, hey, listen, all you Republicans out there, James Comey was appointed by George W. Bush. Well, yeah, he was. And he's helping. This is all helping. If they press charges, she would have been gone yesterday. Biden fills in, Biden wins, end of story. But with no charges, she's too proud to drop out. You think she's going to listen to Debbie Wasserman Schmutz? No, she's not going to listen to her. Do you think she's going to listen to Obama if he says to get out? No, those two hate each other. They may jet set around on Air Force One, but they don't like each other. That's not hidden. People know that. Now, Jim Jordan said in a statement, he said, once again, the politically connected get to play a different set of rules, play by a different set of rules than everyday Americans. Despite her statements to the contrary, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sent and received top secret classified information through her unclassified email server, and yet the FBI sees no case. This is a travesty, and just another reason why Americans feel like the game is rigged against them. Do you see that word coming into play a lot now? Rigged? Right? This was the unifying thing. The whole party is now aimed where it should have been aimed the entire time. Directly at Hillary Clinton, directly at Obama's Justice Department, directly at the Democrat Party. That's where it should have been aimed, and it wasn't. Now it is. Now it is. I will contend that James Comey knew he played the chess match in his head before any of this, weeks ago. He says, all right, well, the Clintons will be happy we're not charging them. But, listen, who knows what happens after that? Now, Paul Ryan, like I said, he wants to take away Hillary's security clearance, and everyone knows you can't be president if you can't hear classified information, you can't be president. I'm sure 90% of what that job is probably classified. We know very, very little of what goes on. Whatever gets disseminated to us, it's probably less than 10% of what is actually going on. So Paul Ryan pens a letter to the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, asking him to deny Hillary security clearance and access to classified information. He says there's no legal requirement for you to provide Secretary Clinton with classified information, and it would send the wrong signal to all those charged with safeguarding our nation's secrets. If you choose to provide her access to this information despite the FBI's findings. And then he adds at the end, I firmly believe this is necessary to reassure the public that our nation's secrets are secure. And he asks Director Clapper to respond, if he's going to not deny her access, to respond why. Finally, again, calling people to the floor. Why won't you deny it? We've heard chapter and verse how she was grossly negligent in her handling of classified information. So what could you possibly say? What could you possibly say to justify not taking it away? Now, Clinton spokesman Brian Fallon, he says, on Twitter. He goes, every House Republican who joins in partisan stunt about Clinton's intel briefings should have to say they think Trump is fit to get them. Well, yeah, Trump is fit to get classified information. Do you recall Trump ever being under FBI investigation? Do you recall Trump sending or receiving classified top secret or special access program emails from Trump Tower? No. They're trying to change the argument, and the argument's getting harder and harder to change. Hillary Clinton went on a rant yesterday about Donald Trump's business practices because she has nothing else to talk about. That's not going to change. Donald Trump has had 4 bankruptcies. He owns 600 companies, 4 bankruptcies. That's a pretty good percentage. Mitt Romney's percentage? 22. 22% he's bankrupted. And I benefited from Sports Authority last week. Thank you, Mitt Romney. All right, guys, when we come back, we got to talk polls. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on a CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Day. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
It is Thursday, so Thursday is our poll crazy day. We're poll dancing, we're going poll crazy. Lots of polls out today, always Thursdays, because that way they can get out of the news all weekend. They hope for slow news days on Fridays. So yesterday I teased you with an Economist YouGov poll. This was sampled between July 2nd and July 4th of 2016. U.S. citizens aged 18 and over. It was taken via web-based interviews, so online. 1,300 respondents with a plus or minus of 3.9%. Anyone that puts a margin of error under 20% for an online poll is out of their minds. Out of their minds. Now, in this poll, Hillary has, well, a 5-point lead. 47 to 42. All right. Not too bad. That's about where she's been in this poll. But there's a lot to the numbers here. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as, and they have Democrat, Republican, lean right, lean left, all this stuff in here. Just to break it down for you. People who lean left, 73% of those who responded in this poll lean left with their political views. 949 people lean left, 312 consider themselves to lean right, and Hillary only has a 5-point lead. 36% of people in this poll say that they are a big progressive. All right. So here you have it. You have a sampling with 73% of people who are probably likely Hillary voters, or maybe Bernie at one point, and Trump only trails by 5. Now, when you see the sampling broken down on Fox News or MSNBC, no, they're going to show you the number, Hillary by 5. Hillary by 5. She's been by 5 in this poll for quite a while. 80% of those who were polled in this poll say they have a good idea of who they'll vote for. 13% said they're still making up their minds. All right, that's about average. We're seeing like a 12 to 15% undecided across the board, everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. 31% think that Clinton will win narrowly. 21% think she'll win in a landslide. 20% think Trump will win narrowly. And 10% think Trump will win in a landslide. Not a whole lot of confidence here when it comes to terrorism and economy. They're both polling between 35 and 39%. And then they do some favorable unfavorables with people who I can only assume are potential VP picks for both sides. Cory Booker, Jam Brewer, Sherrod Brown, Julian Castro, Chris Christie, Bob Corker, Tim Kaine, Newt Gingrich, Jeff Sessions, and Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren polls the highest in the very favorable category. That's not surprising, given the sampling here. But of somewhat favorable, Chris Christie does very well. He's number one by about 10 points. Highest unfavorable, that goes also to Chris Christie, and he ties it with Newt Gingrich. So the two who may be in the final running for Trump's VP. How important is the president's vice presidential choice to you? This is an interesting question. These questions I like. I like the gun-to-head questions, too. No undecided. Gun-to-head, who do you vote for? Those are always good, too. You don't see a lot of those right now. You'll see more of those in August and September. So, VP, how important is this pick to you? Very important, 28%. Somewhat important, 36%. So, 66% of those polled think it's at least somewhat important. Yeah. Most important issues for you, you have number one, Social Security, so probably an older voter base here. Fighting terrorism is number two. National security is number three. And all of Hillary's stuff here, it's in the bottom five. Income inequality, minimum wage, college tuition, climate change, all in the bottom five in this poll. Again, a little surprising given the progressive lean to this poll. But yeah, so Hillary leads by 5. Let's throw this one out for now, because I want to get to the Rasmussen poll. This is hot off the presses about 10 minutes ago. Trump 42, Clinton 40. Clinton 40. This survey was taken Tuesday evening after James Comey's comments. This was not a multi-day poll, just a single-day poll. And then you have, let's see, Trump gets 73% of his fellow Republicans and picks up 13% of Democrats. Hillary gets 79% of Democrats and 11% of GOP voters. So once again, we see Trump with the crossover. And among unaffiliated voters, Trump has a 20-point lead in this Rasmussen poll. A pretty good poll. This, like usual, is 1,000 likely voters, plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Trump has a 15-point lead among men. Clinton leads women by 11. She needs to get that number up. Trump's men number is coming up. Clinton holds a double-digit lead among those under 40, but trails with the older voters. But women and younger voters are also most likely to prefer somebody else or be undecided in this poll. So that lead with women, it could be shrinking. Could be shrinking, according to Rasmussen. Clinton still leads with blacks. Trump leads 11 points among whites. And the two are tied with minority voters. That goes against everything you've been seeing, where you see 86% of Hispanics go Clinton. Now, Rasmussen is saying no. You know, Rasmussen usually whacks up their likely voters into like 400, 400, and 200. That's usually how they do it. So when you start putting some even samplings together, you start seeing some real numbers. Now, these are the numbers that the internal polling is showing. If you were to do the math on this Economist YouGov poll and even out the sampling, Donald Trump leads by 11, not trails by 5. All right, when we come back, is Trump's VP list on Viagra? Because it seems to be growing. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, so before we get into Donald Trump's growing VP list, I want to talk about one more poll, and I can do that because it's my show and I can do what I want. I want to talk about this Reuters poll. And I don't, the numbers are unimportant. The numbers, I think Hillary by 11. That's what it says here. But last week, if you remember, I tore this poll a new one because they didn't give us any information on what the sampling was. You had to kind of draw some conclusions on your own, fill in a couple of variables, and do some algebra. And I figured out that they're polling about 200 more Democrats than they are Republicans. And I said they're polling about 200 independents. Now, I was just plugging variables in to things that I figured, right? I was solving for X. And, well, this time around, Reuters actually publishes their demographics and their sampling for this poll, perhaps because everybody was screaming and yelling that there was no sampling data. Well, here you have 1,543 Americans, that's what it says, 713 Democrats, 521 Republicans, and 189 independents. So I was awfully close. Awfully. I was off by four when it comes to Republicans and Democrats, and I was off by 11 with independents. So, always listen to me. Always listen to me. I have all the answers, and I'll be... My margin of error here was actually less than their margin of error. So, yeah, that Reuters poll, it's kind of garbage. If you want to go read it, realclearpolitics.com. It's like a 40-page poll. It's not worth it. All right. So Trump says that he's now looking at 10 people for the possible VP pick. Now, we've heard that maybe next Thursday or Friday they're going to release the name because they want the news coverage over the weekend leading into the convention. I totally get that. It's very, very rare that they can actually hold this a secret for so long. But we heard initially 4 or 5 people, right? Back in May after he had locked up the nomination. And then we heard like 2 or 3 maybe we were down to. And then just last week it was Christie or Newt, right? Those were the two. They both got their vetting packages. And then now we're at 10. So we've gone from 2 back up to 10. And that's with Bob Corker and Joni Ernst both bowing out. They both said, listen, we're thrilled to have been considered, but Bob Corker said it's not for me. I'm not that political. How you can say that when you're a senator? I don't know. And Joni Ernst says she wants to focus on Iowa because her and Chuck Grassley have a good thing going over there. She's a junior senator, of course, so she would have been a good pick. I like Joni Ernst. I do. But I wonder if there is a dark horse here because the numbers keep jumping around. Even the people, I mean, this campaign, they are very, very good at keeping things close to the vest. Very good at it. You don't hear much in the way of leaks. Even with Corey Lewandowski was fired or he resigned or whatever it was, he didn't spill any beans. He didn't. And he had every reason or right to if he wanted to. So is there a dark horse? I wonder, will Trump pull the old Reagan? You think he'll pull the Reagan and take his biggest enemy, his biggest rival, and make them his VP? Does Ted Cruz, is he the white knight in VP armor? I don't know. The number keeps jumping around so much, it's hard to tell. Would Ted Cruz, for you, if you're a never-Trumper, would Ted Cruz as the VP pick, would that sway your decision? What do you think? I think he should be on a Supreme Court, personally. But I wonder if that would be the unifying factor. I don't think it's Christie. I'd like that. Newt, maybe. Unfavorables are very, very high on Newt, though, although he would be good at the job. I don't know. I had this funny feeling about Ted Cruz. I do. Let me know what you guys think. Email me. Let me know. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Hey, that's it for today, guys. I had a lot of fun. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.